Shalom Australia, Benjamin Benenessa, former defence minister and leader of the Labour Party, died last Sunday. He was 80 years old. Ben Eliezer had been hospitalised for about 2 weeks at a South Harrowfair hospital in Srifim. When his condition worsened, he was rushed to Ichilov Hospital in Tel Aviv, where he died several hours later. Ben Eliezer, commonly known as Fuad, was born in 1936 in Basra, Iraq, and immigrated to Israel as a teen. In a military and political career that spanned decades, he served in various senior military and government positions. In 2014, Ben Eliezer withdrew from the presidential race, in which he was a candidate for Labour, due to allegations of corruption. The subsequent investigation resulted in bribery charges. Nevertheless, Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein issued a statement saying, Fuad devoted the most and best of his years to fortifying the Jewish people in its homeland and was an important and dominant voice in our public lives over many years. Aside from his unique sense of humour, he will long be remembered as a special figure. Over 2 million children started the school year on Thursday. 158,958 children started first grade, and 123,497 began their last year in the state-run educational system. The central Arab town of Tira was the exception, where a school strike over the disputed ownership of the town's two high schools kept thousands of students at home. In Tel Aviv, hundreds of parents and students protested outside Sheva Mofet High School after the municipality announced that it will be revamped into a school for children of the city's immigrants. Angry parents demanded Tel Aviv Mayor Ron Huldai support the continued functioning of the school in its present form. Huldai said that his first priority was children living in the city, and Sheva Mofet's population includes many children who live outside it. Prime Minister Netanyahu intervened on Friday and set up a committee to look for a solution for both the current students and the migrant children. Naftali Bennett and Prime Minister Netanyahu opened the academic year at a school in the northern Arab city of Tamra. In an address to elementary school students, the Prime Minister said, "I want you all to learn about the history of the Jewish people as well as the Arab communities and learn the truth. We are meant to live together. I want you all to be doctors, scientists, writers, or whatever else you want, to be integrated and loyal citizens of Israel. This is your country." MKs and activists, including Meretz leader Zahava Galon, on Friday protested a decision by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to halt infrastructure work at Tel Aviv train stations on Shabbat after opposition from religious parties in the coalition. Galon warned that the decision could result in legal action. Netanyahu halted 17 out of 20 infrastructure projects, as well as some of the train lines operating on Friday afternoons and Saturday evenings. At present, the weekend trains run up to 20 minutes before the start of Shabbat and resume 20 minutes after it's over, meaning some Israel Railways staff travel to and from work during Shabbat. The cancelled lines will affect 70,000 travellers, including thousands of soldiers who go home for the weekends. Yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman said in a joint statement that the Defence Ministry will operate shuttle services for IDF soldiers from Tel Aviv and Haifa train stations to army bases across the country. Suspending the infrastructure projects will also mean a delay in completing the high-speed train line between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, which is set to be completed in 2018 and is already behind schedule. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed Transportation Minister Yisrael Katz for the coalition crisis over railway construction on the Shabbat. The three projects that are allowed to continue, despite ultra-Orthodox objections, are those whose delay, police said, would constitute a genuine risk to human life due to traffic complications. But the ultra-Orthodox parties reject the police argument and claim alternative solutions could be found. The unmanned SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket exploded during a test in Florida on Thursday, destroying the Israeli-built and owned Amos 6 satellite that Facebook planned to use to beam high-speed internet to sub-Saharan Africa. Israel Space Industries chairman Yitzhak Ben Yisrael said the blast's shockwaves could reverberate far beyond Cape Canaveral. He said the incident could jeopardize a pending deal for the sale of private Israeli firm and Amos operator Spacecom to China's Xinhui Group, reportedly worth $285 million and conditional on the satellite successfully entering service. Science, Technology and Space Minister Ofir Akunis will convene industry leaders today for an emergency debate and situation report. The father of Oron Shaul, whose body has been held by Hamas since he fell in Gaza in 2014, died on Friday after a battle with cancer. Herzl Shaul discovered 10 months ago that he was suffering from the disease. IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot paid tribute to Shaul on Friday, saying he had pledged to him that he would keep fighting to bring his son's body home for burial, along with the body of 23-year-old Lieutenant Hadar Golden, who also perished in the fighting. The Shaul family has for months held a daily vigil outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, calling for the government to bring Aaron's body home. Another bereaved father, suffering from cancer, committed suicide on Friday as he stood by the grave of his fallen soldier son at Jerusalem's Mount Herzl Military Cemetery. The son of the unnamed man died in the 1990s in Lebanon and was his only child. He had been devoted to keeping the memory of his son alive ever since his death. Israel aircraft returned to Israel on Wednesday after flying alongside Pakistani and United Arab Emirates planes in the United States Air Force's Red Flag exercise in the Nevada desert. Lebanese Public Works and Transportation Minister Hazi Zerka said on Thursday that a Lebanese-operated Boeing 737, which was flown to Israel by a Turkish company earlier this week, will never be allowed to touch down again on Lebanese soil. He said the incident was a crime. The wings of Lebanon plane had just been returned to Turkey for maintenance work and was afterwards pressed into service for a few days by Tailwinds Airlines, its owner, on regular service to Tel Aviv before its scheduled return to Lebanon. The 12th International Jerusalem Beer Festival was held on Wednesday and Thursday. Nearly 25 pickup bars were installed to offer more than 120 different local and foreign beers, including Australia's. 15,000 visitors attended. The highlight was a concert by Israeli singer Moshe Ben Ari, who was cheered by thousands of festival goers. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.